The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Doug Miller Sports Dome, the Diplomat Banquet Center, the Soccer Shack, LS Graphics, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. I'm your co-host, Andrew Battisti. On tonight's show, we'll preview an important week for the Rhinos in their quest to regain first place in the USSF Division II. There's enough S's in there, I'm sure. And we also will talk about international soccer, of course, the World Cup coming up very soon. The end of the club season is upon us. Next is coming Saturday. It's the European Championship, Inter Milan against Bayern Munich. We'll talk about that as well. Now, here's our host, Joe Sirianni. How you doing,
well,
Joe?
Hi, Andrew, and good evening, everyone. And it was a beautiful kind of day today, but the lilacs are in bloom, and there are so many people that I saw, you know, enjoying the beauty of nature. And, you know, I believe that such beauty, it's coincidental with the beauty of soccer that we have been able to observe in the beginning of this year with the Rhinos, as well as the beauty of soccer that we are able to observe on television nowadays. You know, look what happened in England, and look what happened in Italy, you know, with the finals just completed, and such race with the differential between teams that from 1 to 2 points, and exciting. This was really exciting. A great season. Great season for the fans. A great season for the support of the team. Perhaps a little bit of turmoils for the ownership and the coaches and the players, you know, that were involved in those races. But at the end of the day, we would have to say that soccer is really an exciting game. It keeps your heart beating. It keeps you in suspense. And it makes you really appreciate the game for what the game really is.
There was certainly a lot of excitement over the weekend, both in our league, the USSF Division II, and the MLS, and of course the end of the British soccer season, the end of soccer in Italy and Spain, and again this coming Saturday evening at the Bernabeu in Madrid, it'll be Inter Milan against Bayern Munich to close out the European season, and then we go right into the World Cup. But don't forget the Rhinos. Let's talk about them this coming Wednesday. The Rhinos back at home at Marina Auto Stadium against the Eagles of Crystal Palace Baltimore, who got a win and a loss over the weekend. They won in Portland, big surprise there, by a 1-0 scoreline. Then they lost last night to the league leaders, the surprising Austin Aztecs, by a 2-1 score. And so Crystal Palace Baltimore will be in Rochester on Wednesday. I think, Joe, the Rhinos catch them at a great time because they're going to be tired from the travel, playing in the heat down in Austin. So I look for a good result on Wednesday from the Rhinos.
Well, I'm looking for a good result too, Andrew, but it's very difficult to say that those people are, that those players that come over here, they're tired, they're traveling, all that. But there is an essence of winning. There is the adrenaline that is going to replace all the tiredness and everything. Once they step on the field, you know, it's 11 against 11, and it all depends on who puts the best effort into it.
And about the 70-minute mark, those legs are going to get really tired. And I think, for the Rhinos to to take the control of the match late in the second half and come away with a victory, which would move the Rhinos back into first place in the league.
Not to be controversial with your approach,
of course not.
You know, it's just that when you talk about if the Rhinos gonna put the pressure on them, they're gonna have to get it early, get a couple goals ahead of time, and put them in the defensive, and then just control the game and let them run around and just, you know. I mean, that's my take on the thing, but
should be a great match,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I mean, and, I have so much confidence, Coach Lilly, in the preparation of this young men that are just starting their career in a sense. You know, that the professional, and you know, he's a very capable man, and it's contrary to some of the coaches that we had before. And not Pat Hercule. I'm not talking about Pat Hercule. I'm just talking about the other. You know, these guys that deals with the young men like Bob is doing right now. I think he's not only he's a coach, but he assumes, you know, a fatherly kind of image, and he's able to inspire, and he's able to have their respect at this thing. That's what really counts.
So it's going to be a very interesting match. We'll see if Baltimore getting a win in Portland obviously shows they have some talent. They got Aduatu Neto, played briefly for the Rhinos back in 2005, I believe. He's a much more known as an indoor player, but he is playing for Baltimore. And on the bench for Baltimore will be former Rhino keeper Chase Harrison. So we'll see how that goes on Wednesday. And then the Rhinos have to fly out to the left coast to beautiful Vancouver, probably for the final time, unless there's a playoff match, to take on the Whitecaps. Of course, will be going to MLS next season. Martin Nash, though, may not be in the lineup. He's been hobbled by a back injury. He's forced to miss the last couple of games, including the match on Saturday against Montreal, where there was a scoreless tie between the Whitecaps and the Impact. So it'll be a tough match for the Rhinos. Vancouver, an excellent team, very difficult to win out in Swine Garden Stadium. So the Rhinos will have their work cut out. Two big matches this week, and then Vancouver comes to Rochester next Saturday night on the 29th.
When you look at the two division, Andrew, if you look at Austin leading the leagues with 13 points, having played six games, then Portland follows with 11, Rochester with 11, all have played six games. Tampa Bay has got 8 points with five games played. Minnesota, 8, and Puerto Rico got 6 points with three games played. On the other side of the table, you got Vancouver with 9 points with six games, Montreal 8 points, Carolina 5 points with five games played, Miami same thing with five games played,
five ties.
Regardless, you know, you got to look at the points, and St. Louis has got 4 points with seven games played, and Crystal Palace, it's got 4 points with six games played. I mean, I heard somebody say that the Miami, they left for Miami. You know, that first of all, it's unfortunate that they don't draw much people over there, but we don't know why. And you know,
you ever been to South Beach, Joe? That's why.
No, but you know, there is. You know, I go back in my years, and there was South Beach there too. You know, and they were able to fill the stadium.
Well,
over
that was
there.
At Fort Lauderdale. Almost,
Fort Lauderdale. That's where they. You know, that's where they play. Exactly.
It's difficult. I mean, Miami. It's a very fickle market for sports. You hope they would do better, but we'll just have to see how that. I mean, they got a lot of money behind them, so maybe the attendance is not as important as it would be for some other teams.
I look at Miami that when the weather gets warmer, you know, and all this, they're gonna be a team to be reckoned with, I believe.
Well, they haven't lost yet. They're the only team in the league that hasn't lost a match, and the only team in the league that hasn't won a match. So, and they drew Minnesota 1-1. Johnny Manyanger scored for Minnesota, and Carolina lost at home to Tampa Bay. The Rowdy's doing very well so far in their first season. It was a 2-1 scoreline, and Portland had a loss to Crystal Palace Baltimore, and then it only tied St. Louis 1-1. So Mike Ambersley with a late goal for St. Louis. So the league really, the USL division, though, is much stronger. And because you're looking at Puerto Rico, they've played only three matches because they're competing in the CONCACAF Caribbean Club qualification for the Champions League. That's why they haven't played so many matches. But when they start playing matches, they're going to whoop the table.
Exactly.
So it's going to be tough for the Rams. I mean, they're going to have to finish high in this division in order to make the playoffs. It's going to be difficult. So we're looking forward to the match on Wednesday against Crystal Palace Baltimore. First 800 people turn in their resumes to the Pace Windows and Door box office will get a free reserved end ticket to the match, and also be various placement agencies and companies on hand assisting job seekers. So something new from the Rhinos, and certainly a good thing for all the people out there looking for work. And for college students, if you want to turn in your textbook, you can get a free student supporter season ticket. So if you have a used textbook, and textbooks are expensive these days, Joe, they're run over $100. You turn a textbook into the Rhinos, you get a free season ticket in the supporter section, in the student supporter section. And the deadline is May 30th. So what a great offer. I mean, that section should be filled with students.
And we want to congratulate Eric Trendle for probably coming up with this idea. I mean, it's
all the Rhino people.
You know, yep. Eric, it's a professor, and also he fills in at the stadium over there as a PR man. So it's a great idea.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know who came up with the idea, but whoever did, it's a great idea. So definitely, all you college students out there who have graduated, you want to get rid of some of your textbooks that you're not going to be using going forward. I wonder, I have some textbooks downstairs. Maybe I'll get it. Maybe I'll turn one and get it. I got my old Italian book. Maybe I'll, I need that one. I got to keep up my Italian.
Just in case you go in Italy, right?
That's right. But anyway, tonight's show, we're going to have one of the new members of the Rhinos making his mark in the midfield, and he was out at the Rondequoit soccer tournament over the weekend, and I had a special request to get him on the show, so he'll be on tonight. It's Jamie Franks. And coming up next, it's Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, and news around the world of soccer, and there's certainly plenty of it to talk about. That's coming up next on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
This is Hope Solo, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
When we got no choice, all the girls and boys making all that noise, 'cause they found new toys. Well, we can't salute ya, can't find a flag. If that don't suit ya, that's a drag. Sue's out for summer.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Diplomat Party House and Banquet Center is ready for your event. Trade shows, business meetings, anniversaries, showers, conventions. But weddings are their specialty. Service has been the Diplomat's priority since 1957. Quality of food and atmosphere, always world class at affordable prices. The Diplomat Banquet Center. One Diplomat Way, 2 miles from 390 in Gates. 647-1566. DiplomatBanquetCTR.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rhinos' 15th anniversary season rolls on. The Rhinos' next home game is Wednesday, May 19th at 7 p.m. versus Crystal Palace Baltimore. Tickets can be purchased in person at the Marino Auto Stadium box office, online at Ticketmaster.com, or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Single game tickets and group sale discounts are available. Get the complete 2010 schedule by visiting the Rhinos' website at rhinosoccer.com. Celebrate the Rhinos' 15th season of play in 2010.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
Our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh. Let's go up to Toronto. How you doing, Dick?
Good, Andrew, and congratulations again. You must be gloating at the moment with the performances of your beloved Chelsea.
Let me tell you, Dick, I come in and the house, Andrew's house, is adorned in blue. He's wearing blue. His kitchen is blue. Everything in the house is blue. So, you know.
Not our studio, though. Our studio is brown.
You can get it from that where Andrew's...
Yeah, studios are neutral, Joe, right?
Even his blood is blue.
I wish it was. But let's put Chelsea aside, though, for a minute. Let's talk about Inter, because, you know, as much as, you know, I was, you know, ecstatic with Chelsea winning the double for the first time in their history, Inter winning five straight Italian championships, the Scudetto, it's unheard of.
Well, wait a minute. Let's just correct one thing. They didn't win five. Some were given to them. They
well,
took it away from
that's
you.
True. That's right. That is absolutely true.
I had to say that.
I know. And of course, it wasn't a great year for Juve, but yeah. Dick, I tell you, I watched the Inter Siena match, and I don't know. See, you got to give a lot of credit to Siena, a team that really they were going down to Serie B. They had nothing to play for except for pride, and they took Inter to the limit in front of their home fans, but. Diego Milito. Well, if Maradona does not start him up top in the World Cup, I don't know what's wrong with him, because this guy, you're talking about Messi, he's been overshadowed by Messi this year, but he's scored a lot of big goals for Inter, and I think he's going to be a key factor in Saturday's match against Bayern Munich.
Yeah, I couldn't disagree with that. He scored, as you mentioned, key goals, playing with a lot of confidence, and for strikers, that's the big thing. So going into the World Cup, as you rightly say, Diego Armando Maradona has to really look at him and using him up top to exploit the talents of Lionel Messi. But no, it's great, isn't it, when you have this situation, and we've talked about this before, promotion and relegation, and Siena nothing to play for, but as you mentioned, pride, and to really make into, you know, till the later stage of the second half, they got that goal, and obviously the Roma fans, players, everybody was listening on their radios to what was happening in Siena, and of course Roma had quite a comfortable win in their respect, didn't they?
Well, you know, Dick, one of the things that, and not to be critical about anything, just I'm very, very excited, you know, and happy that the Inter is going to represent Italy in the European Cup. I have the best wishes for Inter and Marino that they're going to win, but you got to look at it this way: no other team in Italy has got as many national players that Inter has got. So, you know, if they were lost, they would have lost. You know, they won with a national team. All those players from all those players that on the East Inter squad. They're all national players, including Materazzi. the only
certainly,
one.
Certainly, yeah. The tremendous the depth of the team, as you rightly mentioned, you know, national team players. But if you love him or you maybe hate him, but Johnny Mourinho brings these players together. That, you know, whether they're playing for South American country or a European country, and he's able to bring the players together as a unit and get them to perform as a team, which we know in the past has not always been the case. That you can't buy success at times, but Moratti obviously must be delighted with the situation and obviously with the possibility of a unique treble.
Well, you know, I really don't know which approach is better. I read in an article that they quoted John Terry, that the difference between Mourinho and Ancelotti, that Ancelotti gives them the expression to, the freedom to express themselves. And I don't know whether it's good or bad, but you know, that's one of the things that I read that makes the difference between coaches, I suppose.
Coaching philosophy. The bottom line with Jose Mourinho, he's got to get results. He gets results any way possible, and we saw that with the second game against Barcelona. With regards to Ancelotti, my personal feeling is that the players probably enjoy it a lot more because, as you rightly mentioned, he wants his players to express themselves a little bit more, not to be in too much of a straitjacket. I just like his personality. His persona has come through very well. He's done exceptionally well in dealing with the media in England, which is not the easiest. And full credit to him. You know, he's certainly not got the extrovert characteristics that Jose Mourinho has, but he's done the job and done an outstanding job in English football. I have nothing but praise for the work of Carlo Ancelotti. Fantastic.
Well, Dick, I tell you, this final on Saturday, it's very intriguing. The first time, couple things. The first time it's ever been played on a Saturday. They're playing on Saturday. It's a 7:30 kickoff in Madrid, so 2:30 here in America. And for the first time, it's going to be broadcast on network television, Fox. Channel 31 here in Rochester is going to be broadcasting the match live, and that's something special. It shows you how far soccer has come. But the match itself, Frank Ribery is definitely out. He lost his appeal to play in the final, so I think that Inter is definitely the odds-on favorite to win this match. But I'm very interested to see the matchup, potential matchup between Wesley Sneijder and Arjen Robben, the two Dutchmen. Boy, the two guys that are so important for Holland in the World Cup playing in this match. I'm sure that, you know, all the Dutch fans are hoping that there's no injury like what happened with Michael Ballack. He's out for the World Cup. He was injured in the FA Cup final. So I'm sure there's some nervous people out there watching this match on Saturday.
It's going to be a competitive game. Two well-coached teams. Louis van Gaal did an outstanding job with Bayern München. And then, of course, Jose Mourinho with Inter. I would tend to agree with you, and I think Inter have the edge if you match them up player to player, and obviously the two Dutch players have had outstanding seasons, so they are going to feature very much in the game. But if you look at them and the way that they're utilized, I would give the edge to Inter in a game of this nature. And you mentioned that the loss of Frank Ribery is going to be a big one for Bayern München.
It's gonna be a great match to watch. So that's coming up on Saturday, and we can't forget about Barcelona. They did what they had to do. They won 4-0 over Valladolid on Sunday. Messi hit with a pair of goals, and they win the championship by 3 points over Real Madrid with a record 99 points in La Liga. So not a extremely successful season for Bayern or for Barcelona on the European stage, but certainly in the league. They did what they had to do. They fought off Real Madrid, and again, they won twice against Real both at home and away, and that was the difference in the championship.
Yeah, it must be so difficult for the Real Madrid players who will probably be in attendance at the game on Saturday. The expectations, of course, very much that Cristiano Ronaldo and company would be playing in the final in front of their home fans, and it must be very, very disappointing for them to have this situation. Thankfully, probably Barcelona are not featured. It's Inter Milan and Bayern Munich or Bayern München. But it must be very difficult because so many people have put money on Real Madrid capturing the European title in front of the fans in the Estadio Santiago Bernabeu, which is one of the great edifices in modern football. You know, it's a magnificent stadium, and that would have been the icing on the cake for them not to be, unfortunately. And Barcelona, who knows, next year, could they be facing a Real Madrid coached by Jose Mourinho?
That's what, Joe, what you were saying earlier when we were talking before the show.
Well, the rumor is that he's going to go, that he's going to, he doesn't particularly like Italian soccer. He doesn't like the way, you know, the structure, and he doesn't think very much about how soccer is played in Italy. I mean, he criticized everybody. And, you know, last night they had him on La Domenica Sportiva. And contrary to all the other time that I listened to him, he said the only worry that he had right now is going to Spain, you know, to play the game, because he didn't know whether they could fly there or not, or they got to take the train. So he didn't answer any question pertaining to himself. He only was concerned about going to Spain, to Bernabeu Stadium, to play this final. The question that I have for you, Dick, is this. You know, Spanish soccer is supposed to be, you know, pretty good soccer, okay? It's one of the best soccer, I guess, that we know about it. But Lionel Messi has been able to score goals in the league. But in the Champions League, he was not able to do anything. They nullify him. So if they did that, if that was done in the Champions League, that he was marked and very close, what does it say about the Spanish soccer? Why don't they do that?
Well, I think when you mentioned, you know, the La Liga, it's one of the top leagues in Europe. It's not in the top level. I don't think, you know, when you compare it to Serie A, you compare it to the Premiership, it's not at that level. And certainly Lionel Messi has been outstanding in La Liga over the years. And when he gets into European competition, especially against the top flight teams, then he's finding it difficult. And he also, let's face it, finds it difficult when he plays for Argentina in scoring goals. So you've got what I find always interesting, the contrast in styles. And the one thing that a lot of the English coaches say, that when they're taking teams into European competition, that it's not as frantic as maybe, and as competitive and as physical as it is in the Premiership, and they're allowed to play a lot more football, so to speak. In that respect, then, the technical qualities are there, and certainly the qualities of defending that, as you rightly mentioned, maybe limit the explosiveness of Lionel Messi compared to what he does in La Liga.
But the same thing happened to Ibrahimovic. You know, he went to Spain, and he's not scoring that many goals. He's not as efficient that he was in Italy. You know, he went from being a star, you know, and scoring goals and being, you know, being numero uno, numero due, you know, in Italy. Now is, you know, you hardly hear of him doing anything that is, you know, the caliber that everybody met him to be.
It's going to be a very interesting summer, Joe, and I'm sure Andrew's the same way with regards to the transfer market. You're looking at the World Cup and players on display in the World Cup, and the fact that it's a great showcase for players, and who knows whether Zlatan Ibrahimovic, he of course, won't feature, but he could well be on the move in the summer, because I think now teams are looking at you know, success and wanted to get it ASAP, and this is unfortunately what's affecting English football at the present time, that clubs are going overseas to buy players and they're not developing British players, and it's certainly impacted England in the goal scoring aspects of the game and the goalkeeping aspects of the game, that you look at the top goal scorers and the top goalkeepers in the Premiership and they're not English. So it's all tied in with the commercial aspects of the game, but certainly when you mention Ibrahimovic, he's a player that could well end up in the Premiership.
It's possible, or there's also talk of him going back to Juventus, so we'll have to see what happens with that. But speaking of English soccer, a couple of things I wanted to ask you, Dick. First of all, there was some news out of England. I'm sure you've read this about somebody probably most of us have never heard of, Lord Treisman, but he was the chairman of the FA, the English Football Association, and the World Cup bid for 2018. He has resigned because of a newspaper report saying he has claimed that Spain are trying to bribe referees at the World Cup in exchange for votes for the 2018 hosting of the World Cup. Now, this is a strange story. It seems like the FA want to just totally distance themselves from these allegations. So what is this
unbelievable
really mean,
situation?
For
a person in that kind of position of authority, to be saying things of that nature is just almost beyond belief. And in this day and age, as we know, the newspapers will pick up anything with regards to that, and it will jeopardize England's bid, unfortunately, and all the money that's put into that, the millions of dollars. It's incredible that you've got this situation happening, and we haven't heard the last of that, but it was a really unfortunate event that I'm sure he regrets saying what he said. I find it, very difficult to imagine that, that could be done. This bribery and corruption with regards to officials in South Africa 2010. But as I say, it certainly captured the newspapers' imaginations, and it's all over the papers at the present time, and not at the best time for English football.
Dick, just see, now we're talking about FIFA a little bit, and you've been a representative of FIFA in the promotion of soccer. Can you just, for our listeners, just describe a little bit the FIFA function, really, how it's comprised and what they, what their goal really is? I know they're trying to make money and promote, the World Cup, but outside of that.
Well, as we all know, FIFA is the world governing body of the sport. 208 national associations are members of FIFA, and it really has many functions. Of course, the organization of major world championships, of which the World Cup is the shining light, of course, is important, both for men and women's football. Even to the extent of beach football, it has become very popular, and indoor football or futsal. The FIFA World Cup is what drives the operation of FIFA, because obviously the marketing rights, the television rights, is a significant amount of money. But what FIFA does with regards to all that is really looking at developing the game. The development programs take up millions of dollars every year in support to all the 208 member associations, and I've been very much a part of that over the years. Now I'm just amazed at the figures of the support that's given to every national association. The other thing is touching the world with regards to making sure that it's football for all, that there it's not just football at the top level, because it's less than 1% of the players are professional. It's the other 99%. Men, women's football, disability football, you name it, and FIFA very much involved in that. And building a better future, the social programs, the money that FIFA's put into a country like Haiti over the years, who've suffered so many natural disasters. And these are the untold stories that if you go into, FIFA.com, onto the website, you'll find out exactly what happens and what kind of programs are being done globally. But it's certainly a tremendous organization to be involved with. I've been fortunate to be involved since 1987 with the International Federation with regards to working as a technical advisor and a member of the Technical and Development Committee. And it never ceases to amaze me with what is done. And own personal, at the present time, I'm involved with development programs in the Caribbean. In August, I'm running a seminar workshop for coaches of Special Olympic athletes. And as I say, there are so many other things that FIFA are involved with that I think if people were to just visit the FIFA website, they'd find out exactly what is happening. it never ceases to amaze me that the work that is being done globally, because it is the world's game.
It certainly is, Dick. And speaking of the world's game, you know, the upcoming very soon is the World Cup, and we've got some matches coming up next Monday, actually, because it is Victoria Day in the British Commonwealth. We have two matches we definitely want to mention, actually three I'll throw out there. We have the big one, I guess, is in London at Wembley. England will take on Mexico. That should be quite a match. You can see it live on Channel 17 here in Rochester on Telemundo. That should be a great match. I can't wait to see that one. And then Canada is going to be going down to Buenos Aires to face Argentina. So we'll certainly be rooting for the Canadians in that match. I'd love to see Argentina get knocked off. And Australia will face their longtime rivals, New Zealand, both teams going to the World Cup. So it's really starting to heat up now. The friendlies getting ready for South Africa just a few weeks away.
It's great, and certainly the Canada-Argentina game, it's being shown here on Rogers Sportsnet in Canada, if people are able to pick it up in Rochester. And also Canada have a game against Venezuela on their way back north. But the game in the Estadio Monumental in Buenos Aires will be one that many players will remember, and you'd be delighted to know that Pat Onstad is in the Canadian team. Julian de Guzman, although he was injured at the weekend, didn't play against LA, is down to play, as is Dwayne De Rosario. So, and the great reason given by the coaches, you know, of the clubs that these players play for is you won't have an experience like that again. You know, the final, I think, quality game that Argentina will play before the World Cup. So they will have a very strong team out, and it'll be a great test for the relatively young Canadian squad.
Now, what time is that game going to be on?
That's a good question. You'd have to go into Rogers Sportsnet site. I think it's an evening game, but I don't know exactly the time at the present time.
Because we're wondering if you're going to be doing television next Monday during our show.
No, I'll be doing the Canada-Venezuela game, but my good friends Jerry Upson and Craig Forrest will be doing the game from Buenos Aires.
Well, it should be quite a match. I'm sure there are certain internet sites you can go to watch practically any match that's being played. So I will certainly be looking. I'd like to see Argentina play, see what Messi can do against Canada. But that England-Mexico match, that's going to be something. That's going to be a great match to watch. So we're looking forward to it. I know Joe's looking forward to it. He's getting ready for the Italians. And, of course, the Americans next week will be playing against Turkey and the Czech Republic in preparation for the World Cup. So it's all coming to a head, Dick. It's going to be a great month of June and early part of July. So we look forward to talking to you again next week. Thanks a lot again, and we'll talk to you then.
Okay, guys. Good chatting to you.
Thanks, Dick.
Dick Howard, live from Toronto here on Soccer Is a Kick in the Grass. We'll be right back here on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer Is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Chelsea is our name. Here at the bridge where the rain all fight, we can shine all the time. Home or away, come and see us play. You're welcome any day. Hey, blue is the color, football is the game. We're all together, and winning is our aim.
Sports leader. You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web.
FM 92.1
and News Power 1040 WYSL. Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hi, I'm Doug Miller, and if you love soccer and golf like I do, then you need to come to the Doug Miller Sports Dome, still located at 4618 Ridge Road West. It's just a chip and a putt away from Grease Ridge Mall. Go to DougMillerSoccer.com and click Sports Dome or call 352-5300. It's fun for the entire family.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great price.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The Rhinos' 15th anniversary season rolls on. The Rhinos' next home game is Wednesday, May 19th at 7 p.m. versus Crystal Palace Baltimore. Tickets can be purchased in person at the Marino Auto Stadium box office, online at Ticketmaster.com, or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Single game tickets and group sale discounts are available. Get the complete 2010 schedule by visiting the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com. Celebrate the Rhinos' 15th season of play in 2010.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with Joe Sirianni. Don't forget our Twitter page is twitter.com/radiosoccer, and our Facebook page is facebook.com/radiosoccer. You can also get there from our website at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. And this segment of the show is brought to you by the Soccer Shack in Brighton. Joey and I were talking about the round robin of coaches. It seems like coaching is a big fraternity. You know, when one coach leaves a club, they go to another club in the same league. You see it in MLS, you see it in England, you see it in Italy. It just seems like the coaches just rotate around to the different teams. You don't see, unless you're Sir Alex Ferguson, you don't end up staying with the same club for a long time anymore. Not like it used to be.
You know, my approach to that, really, I don't understand that. Talking about my favorite team, which is Juventus, you know, they're going to get a new coach, which is Del Neri, that he leaves Sampdoria. He did a great job in Sampdoria, but one good thing for him, that there is a new director that also leaves Sampdoria. I can't think of his name right now. Marciano, I think his name. Marchionne, that he's going to assume the reins for players in Juventus, and he was able. One of the things that I liked about what he said, that in Sampdoria they were able to bring up players from the second division, you know, the Serie B, and bring it up to the first division, to the and I hope that they do the same thing for Juventus, because the way I see it right now, in order for Italian soccer to be strong in the future, they have to develop new players. They have to bring new players of Italian descent or Italian-born, however you want to say it, that can develop into being big star, like Del Piero, like Lucatoni, all these guys that now they're in the late 30, and they're still the ones that are going to go to the World Cup, you know, and they're in the 30s. So, Juventus, I really don't understand how four or five players from Torino, actually seven, have been called up. But they didn't have a great season. They comprise the defense of Juventus. They comprise the defense of the Italian national team. I mean, I don't understand the logic. But Lippi says that he has a lot of faith in them, and he claims that those are the people that play in the national team. You know, they really going to be motivated to do a better job.
Well, they've won the championship in 2006. They're defending that title in 2010. They've been there before. Italy has probably the easiest of the eight qualifying groups to navigate, so I think Italy will do very, very well in the World Cup. But with the United States, we'll see what happens. It's going to be, they started training camp this week in Princeton, New Jersey, and I'll be very interested to see what kind of team Bob Bradley puts out there, who he's going to start. Is he going to take a chance on Edson Buttle and Hercules Gomez, who I think are the two hottest players right now in the United States camp? Edson leading the MLS in scoring, Hercules Gomez leading Mexico's first division in scoring. So it's going to be interesting to see what the U.S. puts out there against Czech Republic and Turkey next week. But speaking of the national team, we want to talk about the women. We don't talk about them a lot on this show, but they have a huge match this Saturday. They're going to be playing right down the road, 5 hours from Rochester, down in Cleveland at Cleveland Brown Stadium. It's the number one team in the world, the United States, against the number two team, Germany. And Abby Wambach is going to probably be wearing a face mask during the match. She broke her nose at the end of a match in the WPS over the weekend.
Well, I was watching her play, and she's a
bull, the China bull, shot.
Yeah, but bull. I mean, you can't stop her. But we wish Abby the best, and I hope that she does wear something to protect her nose. She collided with the goalkeeper, you know, but she's not afraid of nothing. She's and you know the resilience of this woman. They have. They don't roll around in the field. They don't do nothing. I'm so much like the way they play soccer. That it's unbelievable.
Well, of
even
course,
though they don't have the, you know, the tremendous skill that the main team's got.
The speed is the difference. Play is it's the speed of the players. I mean, the women just simply do not have the speed of the male game, but it's much more technical game, and it's nice to watch as a soccer purist to watch the game. You know, the skill being one of the most important factors. But Abby's the wild card. She comes out. She has the skill, but she also has the speed and the strength that a lot of the women don't have. But the U.S. will be, of course, going the World Cup in 2011 in Germany, so those two teams have played each other a couple times. They're the best two teams in the world. Unless Brazil, you know, we never know what Brazil's going to do, because they have thousands of players available. They really don't put a lot of money and effort into their women's program, but they have some very talented people on that team. So it'll be interesting to watch. At 6 o'clock, it'll be on Fox Soccer Channel. So it's a big day of soccer on Saturday. You've got the European Championship, of course, Bayern Munich against Inter Milan. Then you've got 6 o'clock, it's at ESPN2, it's U.S. against Germany. And then you can watch the Rhinos at rhinosoccer.tv at 10 o'clock against the Vancouver Whitecaps. And speaking of the Rhinos, Joe and I will be right back with Rhinos midfielder Jamie Franks here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer as a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Cuja Cuj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Brunch. It's breakfast and lunch, a combination that saves you money. Here's another. Home Auto. It's home and auto. People who switched both to Allstate saved an average of $503 a year. Tasty. Are you in good hands?
How much can you save? Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first. Savings based on national customer reported data for new policies. Actual savings vary. Property insurance subject to availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Everyone is looking for a company that can provide quality work in a timely fashion and at a reasonable price. LS Graphics is just that company. We would love to be your one-stop shop for all of your promotional and signage needs. LS Graphics, 1275 Mount Reed Boulevard. Call 436-6370. That's 436-6370. LS Graphics, what we do for you gets noticed.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here with Joe Sirianni, and we're very happy that it seems like ages ago I've been to a Rhinos match. I wasn't able to go to the match on Saturday the 8th against St. Louis because we didn't have any power at our house, so I had to stay home. And so I haven't seen a match since the opener.
Well, if you would have came over there, you would have enjoyed the wind. And you would enjoy the freezing, and you would enjoy the rain.
And enjoy the victory.
And enjoying the victory. I mean, but you would have to encounter all the above before you enjoy the victory. But, and thanks to Ryan Hines' beautiful goal that clinched the victory for the Rhinos. And we have somebody that knows Ryan very well, so we're going to ask him about Ryan Hines, so let's see what he thinks.
I'm going to ask about himself as well, because yeah. We're talking about one of the new members of the Rochester Rhinos this year, came over from Wilmington and played for Charleston as well in the old USL last year. Jamie Franks joins us on Soccer is Kicking the Grass. His appearance is brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Edso Scolo. Jamie, thanks for being with us on the show tonight.
Thanks so much for having me.
No problem. This is Andrew Battista here with Joe Sirianni. And Jamie, first of all, I want to say congratulations to you and the Rhinos for a great start. I know it's been we weren't sure really sure what to expect this season from the team, but I thought you guys have really come out and played very well. We're looking forward to Wednesday's match against Crystal Palace Baltimore.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think that we've gotten off to a great start, and I don't even know if the record is even too indicative to what we've really accomplished. You know, going on the road in the first four games, playing on a small field in Austin, playing in front of big crowds in Portland, and then tough conditions here at home with those high winds. So, even though we do have a good record, you know, we've been through a lot, and that will help us prepare later on in the season.
Well, Jimmy, You're one of us. You're from New Jersey, so you were kind of acclimated to this kind of weather. But the guys from California.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone's ready for that weather, though.
I know that must have been tough for the guys from California, though.
Yeah.
They say, "Oh my God, what am I doing over here in this cold?" but anyway, I have to tell you that the first game that you played home, I was sitting with some of the old Lancers, one of the suites over there, and, you know, the Lancer players that we grew up together, I guess, or we grew up in a sense that I was their trainer, and that was like a mother hen to them. I brought him up. But anyway, We were looking and we said, look at that number 8 go over there. He's all over the field. And, my compliment, because you really travel more than a mile, or maybe, who knows, more than 10 miles in your way of playing. You're all over the field. You're attacking, you're defending. And as a midfielder, that's what I really like in a midfielder.
Well, thank you. I mean, I with my small stature, it's not easy to go up against some of the big guys in this league, but hopefully my spacing and my movement's correct, and that really enables me to play and really find the game within the team. So far Bob has given me a great role on the team, and I've enjoyed playing under it.
Here with Jamie Franks from the Rhinos, and Jamie got word from our good friend Lucas from the Stampede about the friendly that you guys had yesterday to keep yourself sharp for the upcoming matches. You played against FC Buffalo and won 2-0, and you had one of the goals. How was that match? How did the players play in that match? And I heard also that Isaac Kesey got some time in that match as well.
Yeah, obviously on your off week, you want to definitely stay moving, so... I think it was a good opportunity for some guys who haven't gotten a lot of minutes to really get their legs going and stuff like that. So it was just good to see some guys who haven't really seen the big field and other opponents really get out there and put in good minutes. And hopefully, these guys, these are the guys that will hopefully help us, later on in the season. And like everyone says, to win a championship, it's going to take every single guy from the first to the last. And yesterday was very positive for in that aspect.
Well, Jimmy, one of the things that I'm very happy about, in the Rhino this year, of course, is the coach. I look at him. I've known him. Let me put it to you this way. I got the chance to meet him personally this year, but I spoke with him before on our program several times when he was with other team, and I always admire his style of play, but not only his style of play or his coach, but his demeanor. I mean, he's a guy that talks with soft voice. He is very articulate. He's very instructive. Of all the coaches that you had, how would you rate Bob Lilly?
Bob is a tremendous coach, and for me to be a part of one of his teams is a great honor. And I'd have to definitely put him right at the top. With some of the great coaches I have had, obviously my coach down at Wake Forest, Jay Vidovich, was the best in my opinion in that category. And I've only had a short time, but Bob's got to be up there in this league. And Bob instills confidence in his players, and he allows his players freedom, and because of that, people really respect him and really want to play for him. And it just makes it easier when all 11 guys behind the ball are going to defend and work hard for each other. And that's just the mentality that Bob instills in us every day in training. So it's really been it's really been fun, and it's also been a lot of hard work, but I think that it will pay off in the end, as the season goes on, because I think that we are trying to prepare ourselves to be able to beat anyone on any given day, in any given stadium, in any different condition. And I think that Bob is preparing us for that, and I think he's doing a great job so far.
Well, Jamie, we want to thank you very much for being on the show tonight. We really appreciate it. We look forward to seeing you this coming Wednesday at 7 o'clock at Marine Auto Stadium against Crystal Palace Baltimore. Wish the team best of luck for us.
All right. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, Jamie.
Jamie Franks from the Rhinos here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We want to thank Jamie, along with Eric Trendle and Dave Selinsky, for helping us set up tonight's show. Again, the Rhinos home this Wednesday against the Eagles of Crystal Palace Baltimore, 7 p.m. kickoff. It's Saranac Wednesdays at the stadium. They're starting that promotion up again, so definitely check that out. A $2 Saranac draft on tap on Wednesday night. And then the Rhinos go to Vancouver, 10 o'clock kickoff on Saturday night. You can check it out on rhinosoccer.tv. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni and Bob D'Angelo at the WISL Controls and Dick Howard from Toronto. Be with us again next Monday for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WISL1040.com. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Doug Miller Sports Dome, the Diplomat Banquet Center, the Soccer Shack, LS Graphics, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.